Hi, this is Bill Storm here with you. And in the last video, we talked about the three keys to building a winning team. In this video, I thought we'd have some fun and talk about the three keys to building a losing team. I actually just had a humorous conversation with a good friend of mine, John, who is a master coach and trainer for one of the leading names in the coaching industry. And he was on a rant, just telling me about all the things that were wrong in the organization, the changes that were taking place, the lack of leadership. And I thought to myself, wow, I said, here's this multi-million dollar company, and they don't even have the basics and leadership in place. So as he's telling me this story, I was kind of chuckling, and he stopped me and he said, Bill, he said, what's so funny? And I said, it's just funny because I had a similar experience working with a leading name in the personal growth and development industry. And the parallels are so similar. I had to laugh. So what I thought I'd do is I'd share the three things that that he and I both have experienced in poorly run leadership teams. Okay, so hopefully they'll be of value to you and make sure that we're not making those same mistakes. So in the first video where we talked about successful teams, right, building a winning team, I talked about my martial arts instructor who I admired so much. And his vision was that he saw himself as the CEO of a world-class organization serving his customer base through the martial arts. And he saw each one of his team members as members of his boardroom. So we were working alongside him. Now, in a losing team situation, what happens is you have a leader who gets a big head. They've probably been given that title as leader. And really what they are is more like a bean counter or micromanager. But they get this idea that somehow they are above their team members. They're kind of looking down on their team members, and their team members feel that from them, okay? And John Maxwell said something that was really funny, and I thought I'd share with it. It says, calling yourself a leader doesn't make you one, because if no one is following you, then you're just going for a walk. All right, key number two. In building a winning team, my martial arts instructor was really big on repetition, right? Tony Robbins says repetition is the mother of skill. So he took that very seriously to make sure that we put in the reps every single week. Just like going to the gym to build muscle, you have to do it consistently every single week. So we would have our boardroom meetings every single week, twice a week. So throughout the year, if you had 50 weeks in a year, that is 100 reps that are happening. Well, what John and I both experienced were the same thing. The meetings weren't boardroom meetings. They were basically meetings where the leader, right, would tell us what the goal was and then basically, basically get after everybody if the goals weren't being met, right, if the numbers weren't being there. So it was really just a scolding type of a session. And nowhere within those meetings did any training take place. So you can just imagine this, right? This would be like trying to build a championship basketball team and never having practice, but still expecting the team to win the game, right? When you hear it that way, or you think about it that way, that sounds absolutely insane. But here's what two world-class or seemingly world-class organizations were doing. They were having meetings where they were just going over the goals of what the company wanted in as far as production, but they did absolutely nothing to help build and train the people that they were expecting to produce the result, get the result. Absolute insanity, okay? And then number three, no systems or broken systems. In the winning team, my martial arts instructor was amazing, right? He had a system in place that literally would take somebody from white belt, knowing absolutely nothing, to becoming a world-class level black belt. And each of us as team members understood the system so well because we actually were products of the product. We were once white belts. We went through all of the training process to acquire the physical and mental and mindset skills to eventually become team members to make it onto the boardroom and then take our business skills, what we learned on the mat, off the mat, into the business world. So there was a system and structure for doing that. But what John and I both experienced in these organizations is there really wasn't a system, or if there was, it was kind of fragmented, or it was a broken system, something that couldn't possibly produce the result that they wanted. So because there was a lack of systems, it basically produced inconsistent results and certainly wasn't scalable. So there's a three big ways to make sure that you build a losing team.